Hi, and welcome to the latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. Let's cue the music, which last week you couldn't hear properly. Holy shit. Welcome to the Honest Modern Dating Podcast, episode 74, I think. Welcome to the Honest Modern Dating Podcast with me, your host, motherfucking Harvey Hook. Today, we're going to be talking about your emotional state. You, as a person, which dictates what love you create, what life you create, how all of those things blend in together, and how, more than ever before, it's easier to create what you want now. It's easier to do that with technology, with the people, with everything around, if you are your own best friend. And so as we go down this path today, as we're talking about you being your own best friend, I want you to know one thing. It's as easy as turning on a light switch. But when you turn on that light switch, you realize how life could be. How lovely it is just to have that light on. How much you can see it. How much you don't have to fucking stub your toe walking through the dark. So let's get into it. Wasn't that a good introduction little song? I realized last week you couldn't actually hear it because my recording system hadn't hacked it enough. Till since then, I've learned a lot about audio recording and fucking with it all. So now, whenever I play music, I can record directly from a bunch of things and record directly into my recorder and have the microphone and hear it before I could hear it. You couldn't hear it. And I was really passionate last week, which was really hilarious because the music was making, like, it was like the collaboration with me and the music, the co-creation of the ideas was just passionate because it was this inspirational, calming, uplifting music. And then when I listened to it afterwards, I was like, oh, these motherfuckers couldn't fucking hear it. So welcome to the Honest Modern Dating Podcast, episode 70-something, 74, where we talk about being, let's write that down, being your own best friend, because I generally plan it but also don't. Being your own best friend. All right. Are you your own best friend? Are you? You can lie to me, but you can't fucking lie to yourself. Or you can lie to yourself, but you can't fucking lie to me. Whatever one hits you home for harder. Do you fight yourself? Are you in a position where you talk yourself out of being amazing? Or you talk yourself out of your ideas, or you're a little bit sluggish and slow because of the way you think. And when you go down that dark path, sometimes it leads to apathy. Sometimes it leads to this weird Groundhog Day syndrome that we feel like we're doing the same shit every day, going through the same problems every day, just trying to make it better. But sometimes it doesn't get better. Because you're working against you. So I'm introducing this idea to you today in this podcast, through your ears, through the wonderful power of the internet, to just challenge you a little bit. Just a little bit. Say, are you working with you or are you working against you? And you will know this through two things, and they're affected by each other. The first thing is our thoughts, but more powerfully is our feelings. So let's pay attention to our thoughts for a second. If you're driving, listening to this, or if you're walking around the house, cleaning things, which is what I do when I listen to music or podcast, I'm cleaning. It's my fuck off every one time. It's my cleaning. This is what I'm doing. I'm organizing. It's my time. But when we focus on our thoughts, so right now I want you to pay attention to your thoughts for a little bit here. Are your thoughts working towards you? Or are your thoughts working against you? And this kind of self-thought, right? This is the thought. These are the thoughts that we have that generally will make us or break us. So what I mean by this is, do you have thoughts? Like, say, for example, you have an idea. You're like, it's like an idea comes. You're like, I should do this or think this, or I should
tell that person something, I should create this thing. And then you have an immediate follow-up thought that is something like, nah, it's a bad idea. Nah, not yet. Nah, I shouldn't do it. And there's a difference between saying not yet, where you schedule something to happen later mentally, or there is a difference between that and just putting yourself down for having that idea. Oh, they won't like it. It's a bad idea. As a dating coach, the common thing that I encounter is text messages. People will have an idea for a text message to text someone they like, and then when they want to text that person they like, and then they go, maybe it's a bad idea, and then they fucking talk themselves off a cliff, you know? And so what that does is we have these mental thought processes. It's like, I like to think of our mind sort of like a scripting program. If you've ever done any programming, it very basically is, if this happens, then execute that, you know? So it's like, if good idea happens, and we condition ourselves into having this scripting language. So you might have a thing like, oh, if think of person like, then try and contact person, else feel bad. So the else thing is like, if this happens, then do that. Otherwise, if that doesn't happen, do this. You know what I mean? That's basic fucking programming 101. And so what people do is they go, okay, if think of happiness, then get disappointed because every time I've been trying to be happy, I get disappointed. And it might not be with everything. For example, you might have one area for your life that is going fucking fantastic. And if that is the case, hold on to that for dear fucking life. But there'll be another time. And this is what happens. Maybe because I'm a dating coach. Maybe because that's the shit that I see. But there'll be times where we will create a sense of doubt with us through these thought processes. That we think something, we're like, oh, I like this person. I want to message this person. I'm using text messages as an example because this is the thing that I see. Fucking there are trends. And what people will do is they'll be like, no. They won't like it. No. And so you create all of these outcomes when trying to connect with another motherfucking human being that don't necessarily help you or get you in the right direction. Because, for example, if you thought it was an amazing idea to text that person, this is what people do, right? If you thought it was an amazing idea to text that person, hypothetically, if you had high self-esteem in that situation, because self-esteem isn't like, you got it or you don't. It's not like that. It's, you might have it with one area and then fucking suck shit in the other area. But what happens is, right? What motherfucking happens is that if you practice that thought, you get better at it. So if you say, No, I can't text that right person when I want to. There's a game to play. No, ooh, there's a game to play. I'm going to play that game because I'm a game player from life. What happens is you get better at that. That thought process gets stronger. And like a train, right? The train, the thought process, the train of thought. Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga. And then pretty soon it's going fucking a mile, an hour, kilometer an hour, whatever metric system you use, and it's going so fast that you can't stop it. And pretty soon it drives off a cliff, because when you practice that thought in one area, it is poison. It will bleed into other areas of your life. Same fucking thing. This is why I use I use dating as the most powerful way for personal development with you human beings, is that what I find is when I fucking transform someone's love life, the rest of their life gets better. Why? Because you get used to things being good. You get used to it. You get good at things being good. In fact, you start to talk yourself away from the cliff. So how do we be our own best friend? How do we create a train of thought that is the train going in the right direction? Well, first things first, you can't derail the train. You can't say, I'm going to stop going in that direction and start going in that direction as much as I want, because that's too much pressure on the train. that train of thought. It gets derailed. It'll be dangerous. It'll damage. It'll hurt you mentally and emotionally. This is where people fucking burn out, is where they try and get their train to go in one direction, but it's got so much speed going the other direction, it'll fucking fall over. And as your coach, this is what I do. I move you in the right direction, move your train in the right direction, slow down those negative thoughts, increase the power of the positive thoughts in the right direction. Sure, I sprinkle a little bit of this is how it works knowledge. But that's to help you create a profound sense of self-esteem. A profound, deep sense of self-esteem. So what happens is that when you have this, basically, to talk yourself off the fucking cliff, to slow down this negative train of thought, is we have to start being our own best friend, and that is talking ourselves into why it could be a good idea, right? At the very least, this is like the fucking opening the door to high self-esteem things. Why it might be a good idea. Why it might be a good idea. You could create a conversation. You might do this. You might do that. You might call this positive thinking, to put that little term on it. But what happens is the second step is you start to recognize that it's important to do things not just because it'll make you feel good, but because then you can get better at them. And it's important, there's an N-word here. Now, there are some people who are going to get offended when I use this N-word, and that is nature. That it is important to affirm your nature, because anytime you do an action, anytime you have a thought, this is why I've often considered putting the word fucking emotional hacker or thought hacker or mind hacker or whatever in my title, because this is what I do in a nutshell. It's like anytime you have one of these thoughts, you will push yourself in the wrong direction and you'll teach yourself that it's not okay to be you. And when you've taught yourself that it's not okay to be you, and you might say, yeah, but life's hard. People don't listen to me. Every time I try, it doesn't work. Who is the one thinking those thoughts? It's not other people. They might have given you that baggage, but you're the one carrying it around. So how do we slow it down? We talk ourselves off the cliff, and we do things because we know every time we do it, and we do it to affirm who we are, we teach ourselves that we are a good person. Now let's talk about feelings, because this is where people get confused. Everyone comes to me and they go, Harvey, what do I do? That's my impression of you guys. You can't be offended by that because it's true. What do I do? No, I'm nice. That's my impression of like everyone, including myself. I'm like, I can't get up and what do I do? But what happens is everyone always thinks first and foremost, what do I do? What do I do? How do I get this person to like me? What do I do? How does it work? And I'm a crazy human being because I, as a coach, want long-lasting things. Because if I teach you what to do, that's good. You learn what to do. All right? There's that old phrase. What's his name? Captain Jesus said, what did he say? Give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish, he starts a fishing business. No, he fishes for a lifetime. I want to go deeper. And that's where we're going. So what happens? Well, there are your actions. What happens before our actions? There are that T word, thoughts. Usually when we have an action, it's because we've either practiced it unconsciously, and it's a habit, it's a internal-minded scripted program, or it's because we've talked ourselves into it. You know, like, it's like, you spend the, it's like, have you ever eaten, like, a fucking cake or, like, a chocolate bar or a block of cheese, in my case, and felt really bad about it? You're like, I shouldn't have eaten this entire block of cheese. That's my impression of me. It's like, I shouldn't have done it. I feel so bad, right? And then you fucking flagellate yourself afterwards. Well, first of all, congratulate yourself on eating the whole thing. You did it. You did a good job. If you're going to have high self-esteem, you got to have it everywhere. If you ate the cheese, if you ate the cake, if you ate the chocolate bar, you did it. And you did it well. No one can eat that as good as you. Fucking get that in your brain, right? But you might go, why did I do it? Something's wrong with me. That's what people do. They go, why did I do it? Something's wrong with me. That's a thought. Then you get practiced, and then you get good at going, why? But what happens is that before you ate that cheese, chocolate bar, whatever, you were usually thinking about it a very long time before that. And if you weren't thinking about it, it's because you've practiced that thought. You've practiced it. But what triggers thoughts? What is one step before your thoughts? It's in the middle of your chest. And it's this esoteric thing that no one knows how to describe. It's your motherfucking feelings. And sometimes like your chest, sometimes your hand, sometimes your head, sometimes whatever. We have feelings. Feelings are our body's way of storing emotion. Storing. If you feel happy, where in your body do you feel it? If you feel sad, where in your body do you feel it? You know when you buy something and you're like, oh my God, this is exciting. I want to buy more things. Where in your body do you feel it? You feel it somewhere. And it's these feelings that create more thoughts. They are the things that trigger these internal scripts. So when you're in a state, right, you're hungry. You're hungry and you go, I'm hungry. I got to think of something to eat. So you go and you start thinking. And then it's like 5-10 minutes later, however long it takes, pretty soon there's enough momentum, internal momentum, that we manifest a physical fucking creation of eating the whole whatever it is that you ate. That's what happens. And then you're like, oh, I feel regret. Then you, when you feel that regret, right, you have regretful thoughts. I shouldn't have done that. I'm bad. I'm terrible. I'm this. I'm that. And then that train is gone. That train is gone. That train is gone. That train is gone. And then you will manifest a thing because you feel bad about yourself. You'll eat another block of cheese. You'll eat another thing. You'll eat another chocolate bar. I don't eat chocolate, but that's sometimes what people do. I'm using that as an example because that's what people fucking do. We flagellate. You know, there's that, I think it was like Catholicism. Those are the flagellates. They were like, there were a priest that if they sinned, they'd whack themselves with a whip. They'd flip it over their back. And every time I say flagellate, you can't see it because this is an audio, but I whip myself with my back just to do that physical thing. It's like, I'm flagellating myself. I did a bad job. Bad me. We hurt ourselves more than anyone else can and more than anyone else does. Full stop, period. There is no one that is going to hurt you more than you hurt yourself. So we might as well stop being afraid of other people. As a group, as a society, as an individual, if you're afraid of the person that you're attracted to the most, it is because part of you thinks that they have some power over you. They do not. You have the power. You are the one who controls your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. You are the one that if they hurt you, decided that you're the one who was going to hurt. And you're the one who got good at it. So no more complaining about other people. Let's change our language. When people say, they made me feel bad. Let's flip that shit. They distracted me from feeling good. They upset me. They distracted me from living a happy life. It doesn't matter that you crash the car emotionally or physically or whatever it is. It does not matter that that happens. But what matters is that you don't fucking beat yourself up about it. But number fucking two, right? If you crash the car emotionally, so like you get hurt, you do whatever, you learn from it. The only reason why you crashed the car is you didn't see the tree. Now you know the tree is there. Now you know. If you're in a situation where you text something and you get hurt or you hurt them, now you know. Why do you think I personally know, as your dating coach, so much stuff about love, dating, relationships. There is no mistake that you have could make in dating and love when it comes to connecting to another fucking human being that I have not already made. And I mean that in the utmost respect of my life, of all the people I've hurt, of all the people that have hurt me. I've laid my head. I've made my peace. And I know that you are going to be your own worst enemy. So you might as well be your own best friend. Or at the very least, don't be a fucking asshole to yourself. You're the one who carries the shit around. You're the one who carries the baggage around. You're the one who realizes that in the end of the day, enlightenment, that thing that a lot of people chase, is just about being light, not being so heavy. Because what happens when we're light? Well, I want you to imagine life like a corridor of doors. A corridor of doors. If you wanted to run down this corridor, because there's good stuff behind every door, if you wanted to run down that corridor, it's a pain in the ass if you have to stop and open every door. But it's good if the doors were open already. And they open up automatically when you get into the right emotional state. The other thing I want to talk about is people wanting, feeling like they need to be alone. There are some people out there who go, and I see this, and it fucking, I'm like, you guys are walking off a cliff right there. With that train of thought, those feelings, this is usually what happens when people get hurt. They realize that, okay, no one else can make me happy, is what people do. No one else can make me happy, so I'm going to be happy by myself. And that train of thought leads you to be a fucking hermit. Where you push away the world. Trust me, I know, I've been there. All right? What happens is when you think you can do things by yourself, you push away the people that are going to help you and make it easier. Because then you make it about being by yourself or being with other people and all that kind of crap. And then it becomes a pain in the ass situation where all you're trying to do is be happy. All you're trying to do is connect with someone. Like, for example, how can you be in a relationship if you're focusing on being happy by yourself? That's like saying, I want to get good at basketball when all you're doing is playing soccer. In Australia, we call it soccer. They're two different sports. You can learn to be happy by yourself, right? Do that separately. Talk to me. We'll set up a call. We'll do it. I'll teach you how to have unconditional happiness. We'll do it. It'll fucking be like turning on a light switch. But you're the big old sexy butt. Learning to be happy by yourself does not teach you how to be happy in a relationship and does not teach you how to be better in a relationship. People think that if you learn to be happy by yourself, what'll happen is that if you learn to be happy by yourself, maybe you won't be so needy. Maybe you won't get so upset. Who cares that you're needy? You're a human being. You have needs. You will always have needs. And then you say, but then I get hurt if I have needs. You need water to live. You need to sleep. You need food. Those are needs. Trust me, I've tried to live without them. Remember I said I've made every mistake under the sun? Do you know, here's the other thing. I've made every mistake under the sun to only learn, hey, I didn't need to make these mistakes to learn. I didn't need to do it. So it's like you don't need to do it. You don't need to fucking masticate yourself. Be your own fucking flagellation. Be your own worst enemy. You don't need to do that. What I find is the best vibration to have, the best emotional state to have underneath everything. If there is an emotional home that at the end of the day you return to, because sometimes people return to a bed of anxiety and they wake up in anxiety and that's their groundhog day, just trying to fucking deal with anxiety. Some other people go to a bed of happiness. And then there are those people who live in a home of anxiety and meet someone who's so happy, right? This is what happens. They meet someone who's so happy and then they are just, that's where people get that, you know, that clingy, that needy for that person. Every time someone has felt needy and they're like, I need this person in my life, and sometimes I feel like I'm a drug dealer teaching people how to get that drug from someone else. That's fine, whatever. Yeah, if you want to, yeah, it's like, if you want to do it, we'll do it.
But what happens is that 90% of the time, the people aren't chasing that person, they're chasing that feeling that that person gave them. That's not bad, because that's why we get into relationships. Now, it's complicated, it's nuanced, it's whatever. Talk to me, I'll teach it to you. It makes sense once you know how it works. It's easy. I've even made an online course demonstrating the fucking logical process and how people fall in love. That is called How Love Works. You can check that out at www.howlove.works. Howlove.works. And if you also want to crack yourself open emotionally to feeling better about who you are as a person and integrating your emotions, I have an online course called the 7-Day Self-Love Course called 7dayselflovecourse.com. You can check that out. That's my cheapest course ever. And it's increasing in price soon because I want to add more to it. But it doesn't matter. The best vibration is knowing that you're going to find the best way to feel about these situations. I want to drop that in your consciousness for a moment. That you will find, I want you to feel it. Imagine if how, just humor me for a second. Imagine that if it was our feelings that create our thoughts, that then create our actions. And it was how you feel about things is what creates the life. For example, some people, they can't deal with space. So they go away for a weekend and the other partner is like, I've been abandoned. And then they start to like push that person away because they feel abandoned. It's like a trigger point. If feel abandoned, then burn the relationship to the ground, because burning the relationship to the ground is a lot better than having it happen. But if you want something to feel about a situation and you don't know what to feel, this is the thing that's going to make you want, like, oh my God, this triple the value of this podcast. Oh my God, I got to talk to Harvey because this all makes sense. That knowing that you're going to find the best way to feel about something is the most powerful feeling you can give yourself. And that's my personal method. My personal method for getting myself on track, because I've been beaten down by life a fuck ton. You know, when you get back up again, what happens? You get back up again stronger. But that was never good enough for me. I only not only wanted to get back up stronger, but find ways to get back up stronger, even stronger, even stronger, even stronger. That's what I teach to my clients. Something shit happens, it's like fucking get knocked down. What's the phrase? Better normal. Get back to normal, but better. But I wanted to know how we get there. So every time I get knocked down worse than I've ever been knocked down before, I find a new way to bring myself up. And the deepest vibration that always helps me is that vibration that I will always find the right vibration. This is why when you're in a place, right, and you're like thinking, yeah, but I'm not good enough. What's the better vibration? That person, I couldn't talk to that person. They won't like me. Well, when I think of that thought and feel into that feeling of what's the better vibration, or that I will always find the perfect vibration, it's like they're just human. Why am I putting so much value on a conversation? Why does it matter? Isn't that funny what they're wearing? Oh my God, they look like a bit of a pirate wearing those stripes. If they're wearing a hat, oh my God, that would be so different. You can talk yourself off the cliff. So thank you so much for listening to the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. Don't go just yet, because I got one little thing I want to do, and you know what it is. Oh yeah, this is cue the copyright, non-copyright music. I'll have a different one every time, because I love collecting this stuff. What I do when I'm not, like, when I listen to this music, is I'm like rapping to it. I'm like singing along. I'm creating music, because to me, life is an art form. And those who are artists are those the ones winning. And you are an artist whether or not you know it or not. So live your life like an artwork. Live your love life like it's a painting. Create something like you are making music. Organize an event, organize a date like you are composing something great. When you live your life this way, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose, as long as you create, and you are always creating. With every thought you have, every breath you take, every time you get out of bed a little bit late, every time you get out of bed a little bit early, you are creating an artwork that is your entire life. And then you look back at that painting and decide, was it good or bad? If you loved that painting, fantastic. If you do not like the way your artwork is going, talk to me. You don't have to do this alone. I'm here to help. Or if not, doesn't matter. You can apply to work with me at loveonmyterms.com, or for more articles and stuff like that, go to www.gethimhooked.com. You can email me at harvey@gethimhooked.com. We'll organize a time. We'll talk. Because happiness is addictive, just like sadness. So what is your drug? What do you want your theme of your life to be? Who do you want to be? Who do you want to know? Not to reinvent yourself, but to discover yourself. To do that thing that everyone has wanted to do their entire life. That is, know yourself. So what is your artwork going to be? Thank you so much for listening. This is the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. Tune into you next week.